Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The JFK Conspiracy, The Secret Plot to Kill Kennedy and Why It Failed by Brad Meltzer revisits John F. Kennedy's life through the lens of a lesser-known threat, an alleged earlier attempt to assassinate him that did not succeed. Drawing on Meltzer's familiar approach of turning historical intrigue into a narrative-driven investigation, the book positions the Kennedy era as a time when politics, celebrity, and national security collided in ways that still shape public imagination. Rather than retreading only the events of November 1963, it widens the frame to explore how plots form, how warnings get missed or dismissed, and how chance and preparation can change history. The result is a story about vulnerability at the highest level of power and the complex machinery surrounding presidential protection. For readers interested in American history, intelligence, and the enduring questions around Kennedy's fate, this book offers a structured way to examine claims, sources, and the human factors that turn suspicion into conspiracy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing the Kennedy story around a failed assassination attempt. A central idea in the book is that the JFK narrative can be re-examined by focusing on an alleged plot that failed rather than only the successful assassination that dominates public memory. This shift changes the emotional and analytical stakes. A failed attempt highlights contingency, a different route, a delayed plan, a warning that lands at the right moment, or a single person taking a suspicion seriously can redirect history. By treating the earlier threat as its own case study, the story becomes less about a single horrific day and more about the broader ecosystem that makes a political killing possible. It also illuminates how a famous figure like Kennedy moved through public spaces with a unique mix of access and risk. The book uses this reframing to explore the kinds of evidence that surface around plots, including rumors, tips, fragmented witness accounts, and institutional records, and how each can be interpreted in competing ways. Readers are invited to consider how narratives harden over time, especially when a later tragedy seems to confirm that danger was always present. The emphasis on why the plot failed underscores practical realities such as timing, logistics, surveillance, and human hesitation, not only ideology. Secondly, how conspiracies take shape, motives, networks, and opportunity. Another major topic is the anatomy of a conspiracy and the conditions that allow it to develop. The book explores how political resentment, personal grievance, extremist beliefs, and opportunism can converge around a high-profile target. In the Kennedy context, motives can be layered policy disputes, symbolic hatred, and the perceived payoff of altering national direction. Meltzer's narrative approach typically emphasizes that conspiracies are rarely neat. They can involve loose affiliations, partial coordination, and individuals who share an objective without sharing a detailed plan. This theme helps readers understand the difference between a fully centralized plot and a cluster of actions that appear connected in hindsight. Opportunity is equally important. Travel schedules, public appearances, local security arrangements, and gaps in intelligence create windows that a determined actor might exploit. The book also highlights the social mechanics of plotting, such as recruiting help, testing ideas, and seeking validation, all of which leave traces yet also create confusion. By tracing how such networks might form and falter, the book provides a framework for evaluating claims without assuming that either everything is orchestrated or everything is random. The value is less in offering a simple villain and more in showing how messy real-world plotting can be. Thirdly, presidential protection and the limits of security systems. The story foregrounds a third theme: how protective systems function and why they can fail even when staffed by capable people. A plot that does not succeed is especially useful for examining protective decision-making because it reveals which safeguards worked and which vulnerabilities remained. The book examines the trade-offs inherent in presidential security, where visibility and accessibility are political assets but also create exposure. It also considers how agencies process threat information, prioritize leads, and coordinate across jurisdictions, all under time pressure and imperfect data. Mistakes do not always look like mistakes in the moment. They can be rational decisions made with incomplete context. The narrative further points to the role of protocols, training, and improvisation, showing that security is not only hardware and manpower, but also judgment. Even when an attempt fails, the reasons can be mundane. The would-be attacker loses nerve, a weapon jams, a schedule shifts, or a local official insists on a change. Those mundane factors matter because they show how close events can come to catastrophe without leaving a clean evidentiary trail. By treating protection as a living system rather than a static shield, the book encourages readers to think in terms of risk management, communication, and institutional learning. Fourthly, evidence, documentation, and the problem of conflicting accounts. A fourth topic is the challenge of reconstructing events from incomplete and contested sources. Any historical conspiracy claim generates a mix of documentation, official memos, press reports, personal recollections, and later interpretations. The book emphasizes how these materials can point in different directions depending on timing and perspective. Early reports may be vague or mistaken, while later accounts can be sharper but influenced by subsequent revelations and cultural narratives. This tension is particularly strong in Kennedy-related history, where public suspicion has been amplified for decades and where readers often arrive with established beliefs. Meltzer's approach tends to underline investigative habits that help distinguishing firsthand from secondhand testimony, noting what is corroborated, and recognizing the incentives that shape what people say publicly versus privately. The book also highlights how gaps in the record can produce overconfidence, with audiences filling missing pieces with assumptions. At the same time, it acknowledges that real conspiracies can be poorly documented by design. The key contribution is teaching readers to hold two ideas at once: skepticism toward easy stories and humility about what can be proven. By walking through how a failed plot is pieced together, the narrative becomes a practical lesson in historical reasoning under uncertainty. Lastly, why it failed and what that reveals about history and fate, the fifth major theme is the meaning of failure in a plot against a national leader. The book treats the failed attempt not simply as an interesting footnote, but as a lens for understanding causality. Failure exposes the fragile dependencies of an event. A plan needs coordination, timing, and persistence, and each step introduces a chance to break. When the plot fails, the reasons can reveal more about the real world than a polished success story would. The narrative highlights how individuals, from insiders to bystanders, can influence outcomes through attention, hesitation, or a single phone call. It also asks readers to consider how history is shaped by near misses that the public never learns about, and how those near misses can change later decisions, including protective measures and political behavior. At a deeper level, the theme addresses why the Kennedy story remains so magnetic. It sits at the intersection of power, vulnerability, and national identity. By emphasizing why an assassination attempt did not happen, the book invites reflection on the limits of control, the role of chance, and the way later tragedies retroactively load earlier moments with significance. This makes the book as much about how we interpret history as about the specific plot itself. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy American political history, investigative storytelling, and the ongoing effort to separate documented fact from speculation in the Kennedy era. It will also appeal to anyone curious about how protective systems work around public leaders and how a threat can be real even when it does not culminate in tragedy. The practical benefit for readers is the mindset it encourages thinking in terms of evidence quality, institutional incentives, and the small operational details that determine whether a plan succeeds or fails. That perspective is useful beyond history because it strengthens how people evaluate claims, assess risk, and notice how narratives are constructed. Compared with many JFK titles that focus narrowly on November 1963 or argue a single sweeping theory, this book stands out by organizing attention around a different question: what happens when a plot is disrupted or collapses, and what that implies about the world that produced it. That framing can feel fresher than familiar debates, offering a focused, story-driven entry point while still prompting readers to weigh sources and uncertainty carefully. For buyers comparing similar books, the blend of suspenseful historical narrative and analytical clarity makes it a strong value. If you would like to support Brad Meltzer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.